Okay, Adriana, you want to do a formal roll call?
Yes. Janet Glover?
Present.
Margie Wilkinson?
Present.
Lydia Bachan?
Here.
Diana Kasnay here. George Ryder?
Here.
Carolyn Burden? Serene Robert?
Me.
Sure. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Tony Norman?
Present.
John Prophet?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, yes, we have quorum.
Okay. Is the other gentleman on the call? Who was it again?
John Gary.
John Gary? I assume they sent the number to him. He'll be joining us.
I did.
That wasn't any. The only objection we got was from Carolyn and the grounds that she gave. The PNB had already voted without objection that he would be a recorder. But I assume there's no objection to his being on the call tonight. But so I assume he'll be joining us later.
I thought I just heard his voice.
Who is that?
This is Benito. I thought I just heard his voice, and I thought I heard his voice earlier, too.
Is Mr. Gary on the call?
I'm hearing voices.
I thought I did, too. You might be muted.
Okay, well, we'll proceed. You all should have gotten a draft copy of the agenda for today. Did everybody get that?
Yes.
Got an agenda for this meeting tonight, not the agenda for... You all should have gotten a draft copy of the footage that's sent out for the PNB in-person meeting, but the agenda for tonight.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to just add to the agenda PNB Coordinating Committee report, because I don't know that we need one, but we should as a committee, see what we do or don't.
Okay, we'll add that. What do you want to put that?
Point of information?
That could be last.
Okay, yeah, Benito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, Lydia, you're talking about for the in-person meeting?
No, all of the reports from the committees are due on Monday, and I just want to, for us to determine whether we need to produce a report or not, I don't think we do, but, it should come from the committee, not me.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda that we have? There's no objection. Hello? Who is that?
No,
okay,
I didn't
no
hear.
Objection. Was that someone else speaking? Okay, then no objection to...
Do we have a quorum?
Yes. We established a quorum when she... six, seven people.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay. No objection to the agenda. Agenda is adopted. First order agenda, Adriana sent out the draft minutes. Did everybody get those?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, is there any correction to the minutes?
I already received corrections before from members, and that the last one is the revised version with the corrections from members.
Okay.
So this is Lydia?
Yes, Lydia.
I'd like to move to approve the minutes.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there any objection to approving the minutes? Okay, minutes approved without objection. The first order we have on the business is travel arrangement. I'm sure Lydia can bring us up to speed. I've received a number of emails on this, and I think Lydia can clear up a lot of the travel arrangements, the hotel, and all that sort of thing. And I think we only have, 20 minutes for this item? Yeah, Lydia, you want to bring us up to speed on that?
Okay. In terms of the arrangements, everything is set for the Concourse Hotel. Most of us are staying there. John Elmo is staying next to where the meeting will be held, which will be at the Eris and Carolyn and Agnes Peace Center Foundation building at 3916 Sepulveda Boulevard, Culver City 90230, in the Don White meeting rooms, suite 101-102. And let's see what else do we need to know. All of the arrangements have been made. Everyone made their plane reservations. Yeah, it's up since someone mute.
Could everyone mute their phone? Because we have a echo. Yes, Lydia.
So everyone was good enough to make their plane reservations in a timely fashion, so that proved to be economical. We're in the $5,000 range for that. This committee approved, or at least recommended, a $20,000 budget, which would be a record low for a PMB meeting in Los Angeles, I believe. I think that we will make it. With some cooperation from the board, and it was more economical to meet at the Eris and Carolyn Agnes Peace Center Foundation than to have all of our meals in at the hotel. I paid for our meals that we're going to have here at the Peace Center. And we will have a wonderful presentation for those who might be listening on Sunday night at 7 p.m., anytime after 5, actually. You can come. It'll be a wonderful presentation on Frida Kahlo. And we will, we're working on the agenda tonight. But other than that, I think that the nuts and bolts, most of the board is being, again, cost-conscious. Several of people are rooming together with roommates, and so I think that's important for the listeners to know, is that we are doing our best to be as economical as possible to facilitate this in-person meeting.
Janet Kay. Any questions on the travel arrangement? Who is that?
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay, and who else?
So, I just want to say something before I ask my question.
Yes, Janet.
I think it needs to be made clear that the board members will be staying at a hotel, but that's not where the meetings will be. They will be in a separate location at the Peace Center. People who would be coming to this meeting who are not directors would go to the Peace Center. My questions. One is, how are we to get from the airport to the Concourse Hotel? The second question is, how will we be how will we be getting from the hotel to the Peace Center each day? And then I have another question after that's not quite related to that, but I'll wait.
I've mentioned this online. However, there is a hotel shuttle that leaves every 10 minutes, 24 hours a day from the airport. So the specifics of that will be emailed to the board members, will be sent by email. I'm going to see if I can get over this weekend and take a photograph of the van itself. But if not, I'll just get the specific directions. But every 10 minutes, the shuttle goes from the airport to the hotel, which is across the street, but you can't actually cross the street because it's the on-ramps into the airport. So the shuttle is the best way to get across the street. Anyway, the same will be when you leave. And then we have volunteer members here that will be shuttling you back and forth from the hotel to the building and to KPFK on Friday night when we go visit the station. and then back to the hotel.
So can I continue with my...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
but if it's, okay. unless it's relevant to the public, if it's just particulars that really just have to do with the board members, you can reserve that for email. That would be my recommendation in the interest of time.
Okay, so one question, though. So the weather, the outside weather is knowable, but inside, I'm wondering whether there's air conditioning where it might be cold, so you might want to prepare to cover, you know, have a sweater or something. So I'm curious, and it wouldn't be just directors, it would be anybody who comes to the Peace Center.
Okay, so there's a thermostat, as there are in most buildings, and everyone will probably figure out how to use it and walk up to there periodically. It's a pretty standard thermostat. So that can be adjusted, but as we know, everyone has different comfort levels of temperature, and so use your judgment. The temperature this week has been on a little bit on from normal to a little bit cooler, from around 75 last week. It was last weekend it was 80. So as far as I know, it will be in the mid 70s, possibly to the upper 70s. But you know how that changes.
George for the spec.
George.
Yes, George.
What's the procedure for those of us who have bought tickets ourselves? Who do we send the arrangement?
You mean for those who want to be reimbursed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it would be to John, but just be sure to get your to the executive director. You need to get the as we explained early on, to get the lowest rate from Becky that she found for that flight, and then we would reimburse the difference in case you got a more expensive flight. That was a procedure explained early on.
I'm flying from completely different cities, so we'll get the flight. That's fair enough. Thank you.
Any other questions on the travel arrangements? Okay, no other questions on the travel arrangements, so we'll go on to the next item on the agenda, the proposed finalizing of the in-person agenda. You all should have received the draft, and with that, we'll turn it over to Lydia. Do you want to...
Before we move on, I just have one quick question.
Yes.
Okay.
Anita.
Yeah, Lydia, on what you were saying about the indoor thermostats, I don't think we want everybody, you know, going up and playing with the thermostat, do we?
No, we have a maintenance person, but my experience has been that when you just always wait for the maintenance person to change the thermostat, people, you know, get really cold and whatever and uncomfortable. I'm not going to announce that people should do that. I'm just saying it's going to be available for us to do so. I don't think it won't be a problem. We have a lot of meetings here. We don't have a problem.
Okay, and now we go to the proposed finalizing the agenda.
Okay, so everyone, and this is not really finalizing because the committee reports and staff reports aren't due until Monday, so that's going to change the agenda possibly because I'll be adding motions to the agenda. I am going to recommend, and we should discuss this portion of it, I do think that motions should be embedded into the agenda itself. But I do think that contributing material or extra material that explains the motion or is for reference, that should be in the appendix. But the motions, I personally would prefer they not be in the appendix for this meeting, for those of us that were present for the in-person meeting in 2014, and George will remember this because it was his motion that we were flipping all over the book for, looking for the exact wording of one of the governance committee motion, as a matter of fact. Of the committee motion, as recommended by the governance committee. And it got very, you know, it gets kind of messy. This way we can just keep it on the agenda, unless other people feel otherwise. I mean, I'm not wedded to format, shall I say. So that's basically it. I originally tried to follow, historically, we would have a full section on committee reports. We only have a certain number of the standing committees. So it's not like we have to have all of the committees, but we have it. You know, the active committees, I think we should have. So the standing committees are the coordinating committee, which we can consider later. I don't think we have a report because we just have been dealing with the meetings in between and that gets dealt with. The governance committee will probably have a new bylaws timeline. George can correct me if I'm wrong. The finance committee, Brian sent out his report and a number of documents today that he sent me. The audit committee, we will have public and executive session reports for that. And those are the standing committees. And then we have...
What about the LSVs? They are standing committees.
I'm not through. Wait till I...
Okay, sorry.
So these are the PMV. These are the standing committees as defined in Section 3 of Article 8. In the bylaws. And so that's how we usually do that reporting. We will, generally speaking, we will also have, however, oh, so let me backtrack. So normally we have a block for all the committee reports. However, because of the nature of what we're doing at this meeting, which I think is an important contribution that George Ryder has made for the strategic planning that we have always been remiss in participating and developing, that I think it will be useful to have the Finance Committee first so that we can put at least some portion of what we come up with strategically within the context, the reality of our finances. And that's a dual purpose, not only that, so that as we break out into groups, we're aware of how much money we need to raise or something that will contribute toward that. But also when we come up with ideas, that it be, you know, budget neutral or find some way of funding it or realize that we have limited staff to fulfill our wishes and so forth. I'm also going to recommending that during that first day, and then people can chime in on the whole agenda. But anyway, during that first day, that George Ryder will help to chair that portion of it. We'll take the lead if George is okay with that. In terms of the go around for the board input, and then help us define the breakout groups. George, is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, because that's how I've identified it. And you can do a little introduction about, you know, the concept. And so that kind of gets us off to a start. The report, the book itself and, what, you know, all of the reports I'll get into later, but right now we're just doing the agenda types of things. Janet, you had a question.
Well, I have several, but may I?
Yes, first of all,
when it comes to the coordinating committee report, the way I see it is the meeting itself, the in-person meeting itself, is the report. I mean, we don't really need to make a report except have the meeting. Anyway, that's my opinion. I don't know if we're going into the agenda now, or because I have some questions and changes. Or,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so one thing is that last in February 2014, there was the old motions. I don't know what to call that. All the motions from previous years and all that had not been reached. I will try to compile those. And I think at one point we talked about picking, you know, going through that list and deciding which ones are current or not and all that. And so if I can do that in time for Monday, I'll send it. But if I can do it, then that would mean some time would need to be spent, you know, included in the agenda.
Right. Now, that will be true of everything that I receive on Monday.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying this is really a rough draft, because all of the times and how everything gets allocated. What I did was leave Saturday evening free. Not that I think we should spend all Saturday evening on it. We had a less than productive experience at the last meeting in Los Angeles through nobody's fault, because the board decided they would have an evening meeting after dinner. Well, after dinner and wine with your dinner, let's just say it was not well populated, nor was anyone anxious to continue with a meeting. So, which doesn't mean we can't extend it for an hour and a half if we needed to. But all of the times are going to have to be adjusted. And as always, the board can decide whether we're going to have time to take up certain items. Again, this is just a draft agenda. And quite frankly, the approval of the draft agenda might take some time. But anyway, I'll try to get it as close to reasonable as possible before the meeting, so that we don't have to spend too much time adjusting. Diana?
Tony,
your turn.
Diana, could you just finish your question and we go to Adriana?
Right. Actually, I just want to make one comment, and then I have three items I'd like to propose to add to the agenda, but I don't have to do that now. So I'm just seeing that at the beginning of the meeting, there should be some kind of introduction like a board orientation and orientation for everybody who is there right at the beginning. My opinion. All right. So I'll propose my other things later on.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes, Benito, your point of information.
Yeah, Janet, could you tell us what do you have in mind in terms of orientation?
Well, it's kind of a two-part thing, but one is just, you know, what the facilities are there, and also possibly orientation for the board. You know, we have an orientation package. I don't know whether there's going to actually be some discussion of that, or is it just going to be
that's on the agenda?
Lydia, you
want
to respond to that?
Okay. Is my turn?
Lydia?
Oh, maybe it's not. Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay, sorry. Obviously I'm going to direct everybody to where the restrooms are and so on and so forth, but I may do that offline. I don't think that has listener value to it. So anything that we're streaming, I'm going to be very cognizant of the fact that we are streaming. And anything, you know, those kinds of announcements, I will announce prior to streaming, and there isn't much to it. There isn't much to that one. In terms of orientation, that's later on the agenda. Well, it's part of this travel agenda. We're doing agenda. The item number three is the orientation package. And this meeting, unfortunately, because of our financial constraints, that this meeting is not the first meeting of the board where we get seated. We do have new members that are deserving of some sense of orientation. However, they probably had already experienced a baptism by fire just by sitting on the board during this time. I can discuss what I plan to put in the board book. In the board book will be the bylaws, because I think we'll have some regular opportunities to have to refer to those bylaws. And I tried today, without too much success, to produce a flow chart that we always used to have in these books years ago, and they were very useful, and I will keep working on that. Maybe I could do it on my Mac at home. But anyway, that would be useful. I think that, the mission statement, for example, that's always good to review regularly as we come up, especially when we have the breakout groups and so forth. And the rest of our Robert's Rules, everybody should have a copy. And I don't know what else people think would be useful in terms of the orientation. I printed out yesterday the motions that Janet Coburn had pulled together for the years, I believe, 2010 and on, and which become policy, obviously. And then we have some that went through 2006, but that would take up an inch of paper, and it would be, we don't want to have everybody carry home, you know, encyclopedias of paper, and we already have that by email. So, however, I had thought about that, because reading through all of those is useful. But we can certainly refer to people, and Janet can resend it by email. So I'm trying to organize the book in such a way that it's useful. For example, generally all of the committee reports are in one section for committee reports, the same, and they're without division. So you're, again, I noticed in 2014 in particular, we were flipping through all of the pages looking for the specific report. The big reports, I'm inclined to have a whole tab and section for finance. And I'm toying with the idea of having the CFO report in there, as well as the treasurer's and the committee reports in there, because that is a whole hefty and heavy section to go through. Possibly the elections could be another section, but anyway, so that's my thinking at the time. I certainly welcome any suggestions.
A point of information, please.
Sure.
Yes, Mr. Prophet.
Yes. Lydia, just for clarification's sake, how is the CFO report being prepared?
Okay, I thought I had discussed that with you yesterday.
Did we? I'm sorry, there's been so much going on.
Okay, sorry. That Raul was, since he lives here in L.A., he was going to present what was most of the year with the CFO, with your bringing it up to date to what's happening right
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent. Thank you, and I apologize for the interruption.
No, that's all right.
A lot of meetings today.
No, of course.
Adriana.
Yes. Benito to the stack.
Adriana, Benito.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had from October 2014 motions about budget that in the last meeting of the PMB we tabled, and I want to be sure that we'll be there because we have the finance committee. We have the meeting will be the 9th. It means the day after we close the option to put the report, we will have a modification of that motion. And I want to be sure that the motion is there for the PMB to talk about it because I think that it's very important. And when we have an amended motion that will come from the Finance Committee, I want to be sure that it's there. That is
it's on this agenda. On the agenda that I sent out earlier, it's on there under old business on... I think, what day do I have it on? It is on Sunday.
Okay. I want to be sure that I didn't see it. Thank you.
Okay, 2 points. Lydia, you mentioned that you're going to put the bylaws in I forgot what you called the book.
Yeah, just the board book. Yeah, you know the board book that we distribute each time we have an in-person meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so I was just going to suggest that if you could add the articles of incorporation in there. And I say that because, as some of you know, I've been on this board long enough to get kicked out. Term out. And I have yet asked for those articles on numerous occasions. I have yet to see a set of articles of incorporation. So I'm sure I'm not the only one.
I have the articles of incorporation, which I found not very long ago, actually. And I can send that out, but I don't know. What I don't know is if those are have been wherever amended. Post because these are really old,
maybe they don't necessarily. Well, okay. If it works, if not, you know. One other point.
There are like a lot of documents that speak to. You know, who, what we are legally and so forth, including I ran across that letter that we were all given from the attorneys that helped recoup our name and that Margie contacted so that we could get that, which has embedded in there how our name is protected by trademark. And that's always good to know because our articles of incorporation are anchored in all of those initial documents.
Okay. We just need
I'm not going to recreate everything we've already been given in terms of, you know, on a daily basis. The book would be prohibitively large.
Right. Well, you know, if possible, it's just an idea, you know, or if
sure.
Not...
Sure, I'll look and I'll dig it out.
Okay. Well, the other point had to do with community comment. I noticed you breaking it up a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and unless my count is wrong, on Friday at least, I think we got... at best 30 minutes. And I lost track after on Saturday and Sunday. But don't we need to have at least 1 hour?
I have to find out. The person to have, if we have a policy regarding that, is Serene. She has spent a lot of time in public comment over the years, and so she would know. I was trying to find it, and it was in some of the past. I have the 2014 book, and there wasn't too much in there. What we always do is that we always allow about half an hour at our LSC meetings for a 3 to 4 hour meeting. And what I tried to do was include my actual thinking is, and this is something we can discuss here, at the LSC, we do have a policy where before we pass any significant motions, meaning non-procedural motions, that we have the public comment first to help us inform our vote. And so I could schedule it that way, except that I don't have everybody's motions, and I won't have until Monday. So at that point, like I said, there's quite a bit in this that is going to change, and that will help inform the amount of where I place the listener comment. But, you know, and here's the thing, is that when we go into the meeting, every day you'll see that I have an adjustment to the agenda. The adjustment to the agenda is for purposes of exactly that. If we see that there are a lot of listeners there, it won't make sense to have 7.5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. You simply need to adjust it. And if it's Friday morning when most people are working and we have very few listeners in the audience for the early afternoon session, we won't need 30 minutes for that session, particularly because on Friday in particular, we are inviting any listeners who attend to join those committees, if I understood George correctly. And, yeah, so, you know, that's where they're going to be able to voice their opinions and so forth. So because of the way that Friday is structured, it's not like the other days where we need to listen to them because they will be part of our process on Friday.
This is George.
That sounds good to me.
Who is that?
And
George.
Okay, let's, Benito, did you finish? And then we'll go to George.
No, I just wanted to comment on what Lydia said real quick. To the extent possible for Saturday and Sunday, I really like the idea that Lydia expressed about, you know, providing space for community folks to weigh in before the board votes on whatever.
Okay. And also, I just want to also point out, we usually have, at the in-person meetings, we have sign-in sheets. And so you can gauge from that as to how many people wish to engage in listener comments, and everyone, the listeners will always have an agenda before them.
Great.
Okay, George?
And yeah. Janet Kay, can I go after George? Thank you.
Yes. If there's no, well, we'll put you after George if nobody has an appointment. So let's go with George.
Okay, so my intention is to send out an email to the board describing how the strategic planning session will go before we get there, so we won't have, one of the things that I wanted to do was to encourage people to put a written statement in as to what their strategic vision is. To do that, I'm going to be offering people 5 minutes to present it if they send in a written statement. Otherwise, you get 3 minutes. Is there any opposition on this committee to doing that?
I'm sorry, what is the point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay, you had a point of information.
Yeah, are you giving a deadline, George, for sending something in?
Oh, just before the meeting, really.
Okay.
But is there any objection to George?
Two reasons for that. One is to, for people to put their thoughts in order. But the other is for people to think about them before they get there. So, okay, so I didn't hear any objection to that. The other was how to include John in this. My thought was perhaps to give him 10 minutes to begin with. John, do you want to do that? Would that be a place where you feel it was appropriate and valuable to contribute?
You know, George, it's really, up to whatever the established tradition is. I don't want to be stepping out of line. I'd like to do it like it has been done in the past, if at all possible.
We haven't done this in the past.
Oh, okay. So I'm a pathbreaker, huh?
Yeah, we tried to do it a year ago, but it didn't happen. So, that's right. So really, what do you think? What do you think would be most...
I would enjoy doing that if we would have a chance to talk about this prior to it, of course. Sure.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
I can talk strategic planning
for hours.
Benito, your point of information.
Yeah, so George, so you want us to get this into you by, did you say you didn't give a date, you know, a time?
No, I just send an email before we actually have the discussion, basically.
Janet, K, point of information.
Preferably as soon as possible so people have a time to think about it, but I'll just make the sort of deadline date for getting a couple of extra minutes, you know, just before it happens.
Janet K, you had a point of information.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how the minutes will work for the breakout sessions, because there are going to be multiple ones, right? So,
well, can I respond, Tony?
Please,
sure.
George.
Yeah, it's set up so that on Sunday there'll be a report back from the breakout sessions by whoever was chosen to facilitate those. Of what happened in the breakout sessions as part of a continuing strategic planning session.
So that means that would be the minutes for whatever goes on during the breakout sessions.
This is Lydia.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, we could make it a written statement that the facilitator could you know, actually write it down. That would probably be, I don't have people have time to do it, but it's not a bad idea.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, I would recommend that we stick to the tradition of what minutes are for, which is to record actions taken. I envision that the groups are going to have mostly discussion, but I think the minutes can reflect the list of groups. In other words, I assume that the groups will be thematic in nature, or however the board chooses to identify those. And then the minutes can just reflect that we all went into individual discussions. The action aspect of this, as I recall, then would be, and according to my agenda, and George can correct me, would be on Sunday, which gives everyone formal time to talk over dinner and or whatever on set, you know, between Friday and Saturday, and then by Sunday would be the concrete motions that would then be necessary to appear in the minute.
Okay.
And can I just ask one other thing?
Janet K.
All right, so what you just said, Lydia, makes sense to me. That's fine. At the end of the, which day? Saturday, there is reports back from strategic session groups, and I added in next steps on strategic planning. Would that possibly be an additional part of it, or would just the reports from the breakout groups be that?
It would be reports and again, on anything I say, George should correct me, but there may be some committees that don't have action items, don't have motions, and our action items are in the form of motions, but certainly reports can come back. George can organize that, and some reports have motions embedded in them, as in committees where they give a report, not necessarily any motions to be voted on, and some have motions, so I would assume that the same would apply here.
Okay. Anyone else want to have any comments or recommendation before we get to Janet K on the second round on the finalizing the agenda?
Yes, Serene, please.
Okay, Serene, yes.
Okay, one thing that I think would be really good is once the package is put together, once the agenda is this draft agenda is finalized, that it be posted to Pacifica.org so that folks can follow along. And certainly once the board books are put together, that copies of the agenda, draft agenda, also be available at the actual, at the venue, all three pages or whatever it turns out to be. And the third request, and this might be a little more difficult, is to actually put the reports that are open to the public on the website, so that either people who come with their tablets or whatever, or the people who are sitting at home spending their 3 days indoors because they don't want to miss a thing, can actually read as we read. I don't have the ability to do that. I don't know if I truthfully, I can't see that happening. It's usually published in some form. Let me respond to your other items. Were discussed before you got online, and yes, I'm providing the agendas, and the agenda will be posted as soon as I get those reports on Monday. But in terms of my forwarding each of these individual reports, I'm already printing them out and collating these into 25 books. The chances of my having the time while I work full-time sending that is remote beforehand. It doesn't mean, you know, once the meeting is over, I can certainly post everything. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, may I
Yeah,
Yes?
Yes, great.
Okay, so the meeting itself was posted on KPFTX by Janet. I'm looking at it now. The same way every other agenda is simply posted there, including, you know, any reports or addendum, and this has been done for years. It hasn't been done regularly in the past, maybe 4 years or something, but it's not difficult to just take the document and post it. You don't have to do it personally. I wasn't suggesting that you be personally responsible for every aspect of it. And I did not hear you say, I'm sorry, I missed that. I did not hear you say earlier that you were going to be having hard copies available. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yes, I did. I've been photocopying. One of the advantages of having the meeting in this building is that you don't have to go to the business centers of hotels and so forth. I have a wonderful copier and collator upstairs, and I can provide the listeners, including amended agendas and the reports in terms of hard copy. By then, which will not be in time to post everything, I will have people here who are auxiliary helpers and volunteers to make photocopies on the day of the meeting.
Oh, okay, that's great. I didn't intend to suggest that listeners needed to get hard copies, because I know there's a cost associated with that. But I did previously, by email, some time ago, ask if the reports can be forwarded electronically to the board as soon as they're received, so that we're not seeing the stuff for the first time on Thursday, so that when they come into you on Monday, they're simply forwarded to the full PNB by Tuesday.
Okay, I will try. Simple is not easy than my place of employment, so it might not be immediate, and my email is very short. But I will do my best. I don't anticipate to get as many reports as people might envision.
Okay. Anyone else on the agenda before we get to Janet Kay on the second round? Okay, then. Janet Kay. Janet. Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay, so I emailed three items that I would like to you guys to consider adding to the agenda and or adjusting the agenda. But actually, before I go there, let me just suggest, when it comes to timekeepers, there's only one time that it looks like in the agenda, timekeepers will be requested, and that's at the beginning, and I don't know if it makes sense for the same timekeepers throughout, that maybe there could be rotating timekeepers. Just a suggestion. Okay, so now the first idea is to add a PNB secretary report with Q&A, and just kind of short, 5 to 10 minutes. And that is really to explain to Pacifica members and also maybe PMB members that the secretary does more than just produce PNB meeting minutes. That's what some people seem to think. There are all kinds of responsibilities, including meeting minutes of the committees and the LSBs. And then there's the LSB rosters and other kinds of things that, in general, people don't necessarily know or don't necessarily know how to go about, you know, some of the processes for populating committees, for example. That's kind of not really been set. And so just talking about that, and that we'll need a process, you know, processes for these things. But so anyway, so that's what I would like to do for that item. So should we take one at a time?
This is Lydia.
You say you have three? Yeah, we can. Yeah, Lydia.
And I emailed them.
Okay. So in terms of a report from the secretary, I don't think it's useful any more than I plan to give my long list of things that I do as a chair report. The more, if you want to write something up, I think, hand it out, and maybe, you know, we could include it in the board book, and it can be posted along with everything else. But, you know, the bylaws explain the parameters of the secretary. Your individual process of execution, I don't think is necessary any more than mine is. Yet, you know, I spend a good deal of time on stuff. So I don't think that's the best use of this time, because our agenda is pretty packed. In terms of the committee process and population, that's by virtue of a motion that was passed. But, and that's not permanently set, because we pass that motion every year since the board can determine. Again, all very bylaw specific. So I personally don't think it's necessary. We've never done it. That doesn't mean we can't do it. I just don't think that the time permits, I haven't gotten all of the reports, and I have no idea what the avalanche of motions might be, but from the various committees and so forth. But that would just be my opinion. I don't know how other people feel. That's just on that one item.
Okay. Any other feedback on Adriana?
Yes, I agree in that sense with Lydia, because what the PMB had, or the report, had to do with people that specifically had some actions or some motions that went to their hands or their committees. The secretary, I don't think that by itself, I mean, it's more than anything. Obviously, you have other issues. I don't say it's a really complicated position. I don't say that it's not, but I don't believe that there are any actions that depend on the secretary that the board need to be informed. And I mean, more than a recopilation of whatever the PMB work on, because I understand that the committees have specific issues. That's why we have reports, but we don't have reports from the secretary, because by itself it's not the position that produces anything. That's it.
So,
any other feedback before you respond, can we? Anybody else want to respond to this particular item or have any comments on it?